Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way." Be sure to pray for your leaders. That's 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Well, hello there. Welcome to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll with you on this 12th day of November. We are just a flying by here at the month of November. That's for sure. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. If you're not too familiar with the program, well, that's all right. I won't hold it against you this time. Sunday Worship is a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. I mean, anyone can hit play on a CD player, but we take it a step further in sharing Christ with you in between these God-honoring songs. So sit back, relax, and I think you'll be blessed here in the next 30 minutes. Here's music from Lifeway Worship. It's "Come Thy Fount of Every Blessing" here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Lost in utter
thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you here. I got my cup of coffee, enjoying my fellowship here with you this morning. And Dr. Al Mohler, the president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, offers these thoughts on truth in our day. He says, according to postmodern theory, truth is not universal, is not objective, or absolute. Every culture establishes its own truth. All truth is socially constructed. Truth is made and not found. Boy, isn't that true of the culture and society that we live in today? Pontius Pilate asked Jesus, what is truth? In John 18, and just a few hours earlier, Jesus answered that question when he was talking to his heavenly Father. In John 17, he says, your word is truth. Friend, what was true yesterday is true today and will be forever. Don't wonder what is true. Turn to the one who is true and the truth.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that
listening to Sunday Worship.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.
Today's edition of Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll with you. I pray that you're doing well here on this Sunday, this 12th day of November 2017. And I'll tell you what, some people just have a way with words. I love this from Charles Spurgeon. He said, "Prayer and praise are the oars by which a man may row his boat into the deep waters of the knowledge of Christ."
Up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
voice in the void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. The mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Who was and is to come.
That's right. We've come to lift up the beautiful, holy, set-apart name of Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll here with you. Well, I'm going to be enjoying some birthday cake with my coffee this morning. It's rare that Sunday Worship lands on my birthday when I do that. So thank you to my wife who got me some cake last night, and I'm going to regret it when I go on the scale tomorrow. How about that? You know, many city dwellers who visit the countryside comment on how bright the stars are compared to where they live in the city. And in reality, though, the stars haven't gotten brighter. Rather, the darkness surrounding them has gotten darker, making them stand out. And being a Christian friend in the world today can be discouraging. Can I get an amen on that? But just as the stars shine brightest when developed by pitch black night sky, the light of Christ should be most radiant, friend, in our lives when we are surrounded by the darkness of this day and age. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven."
I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Do we say, "Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen." I am pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will endure, that His joy is gonna be my strength. Sorrow may last for the night, but joy comes with the morning. So I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will endure, that His joy is gonna be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, His joy comes with the morning. Yeah, I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord.
Daryl Evans, yeah, getting you up and going today, and I'm trading my sorrows. Well, friend, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. And as we continue on here in the month of November, would you remember us with a special Thanksgiving offering here this month? As you know, Great News Radio is listener-supported. We depend on God's goodness, but also friends like you who pray for us and financially support us. You can make your gift online this weekend at greatnewsradio.org. Click the donate button, or you can send in your gift, a note of encouragement, to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, Mark Burns will get you up and going for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, I hope and pray that you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Just remember, though, that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.